producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A little while ago, we got some, you know, breaking news on this flight that was, I guess, going from, was it going from Heathrow to Los Angeles? Yeah, all right. Where apparently people were starting to pass out. And the cabin crew became ill. There was a doctor on board on the flight. It's always great. I love being the doctor on the flight. It's great. You know, is there a doctor in the house? I'm like, yeah, this is a doctor in the house. I am in the house. Everything's done. Okay, just can you get over here and help? Doctor in the house. Doctor in the house. And I come up there and I kind of boogie on down. Like, oh, you know, it's fun. But anyway, this there was, you know, luckily there was a doctor on board this one. And it was an American Airlines flight, AA-109. Where, I guess the, I apologize here, I'm having some issues with my, computer. Apparently a flight attendant had fainted. Five other cabin crew members became sick. And they were, some of the symptoms were like dizziness, feeling weak, flight attendant passed out right outside a business class lavatory. So Dr. Persons, Barbara Persons, who is a surgeon here in the States, had been in Europe for a medical conference. See, why don't I go to these medical conferences in Europe? See, I never get that kind of time off. Wow, see, that's smart. No, I never, Europe, and, you know, it's expensive still, too. Medical conferences are still expensive. You got to pay for the conference. Yeah, sometimes you get a room discount, you know, and maybe you could write off the trip, but you still have to spend the money on the trip that I don't have. It doesn't matter if I get the write-off. If I don't have the money to afford the trip, I can't do it. Anyway, Dr. Parsons said the flight attendant passed out. She woke after about a minute, then lost consciousness again before being placed on oxygen. Five other attendants and a passenger, an older gentleman who had recently had an aortic valve replacement, all felt ill. Now, she put them all on oxygen, assessed them all, talked to the captain, Frank McGill. Frank McGill said, "Tech with us, let's go back to Heathrow." Second flight attendant got dizzy and flushed, was unable to stand. Other flight attendants were, I know, that's what I thought was Michael Fassbender on the plane. And I'd be like, can't breathe. Other flight attendants all, I guess, towards the front of the plane were dizzy, lightheadedness, had vertigo, where the room felt like it was spinning, and were slightly nauseated. Two said they smelled an electrical or burning smell. Now, Dr. Persons practices in Lafayette, California. She thought the captain did great, praised his actions, and then the attitude of the crew. And, you know, the crew kept going, I'm sorry, you know, for not being able to man my post. And she's like, it's okay. She said he made the right decision. Investigators right now are trying to figure out what the heck was going on here. Emergency vehicles had kind of scrambled when the plane got back at Heathrow. Obviously, the flight was aborted. Plane escorted to the terminal. Passengers' bags were checked. Those on board were not allowed to leave. And paramedics were not allowed to treat the sick until they figured out what, you know, could be going on in the air. Experts said they think that maybe there was an issue with the food. Maybe there was like where they cooked the food. So one of the burning elements. Maybe there was a fault with the air conditioning system. Maybe there was a chemical leak from something in a passenger's bag. Yeah, that happens to me. Like, I'll have body spray or perfume. And usually it's not going to be in, though, you know, the overhead because you can only have X amount of liquid. So it's usually in my big suitcases. And then something happens where it sprays all over the bag. And then my husband smells like Victoria's Secret Love or something like that. And he's like, this is ridiculous. For the rest of the trip, I'm like, you smell good, baby. He's like, this is ridiculous. All right. An aviation specialist said there's a chance that it could be an oven or another piece of equipment giving off fumes in the galley. See, I have never been on a flight where somebody cooked my food. I get, you know, nuts or pretzels. That's what I want to do. I want to be on a flight where you actually get a nice warm meal. That would be so cool. Anyway, so those taken ill said they felt a faint about 1,600 miles into the flight. A spokesman for American Airlines said our maintenance team conducted a thorough inspection, found no issues. So they don't know what the heck caused that. Maybe it was a laptop. Somebody thought that it might have been something that happened with a laptop. Maybe it was a laptop battery. Maybe somebody had one of those hoverboards. I don't know. But, you know, as a passenger, when you're watching this, how scary that must be. You know, we don't really talk about what to do if you're on a flight and there's some, you know, medical type of emergency. Okay, well, first and foremost, having handled medical emergencies on a flight, you know, if you're well and you're feeling fine, my suggestion would be, you know, make sure you're out of the way. And we appreciate you offering help. I think that's great. But make sure you give us room. A big problem on the plane is there's no room. So if I have to lie somebody down to start performing CPR, if I got to give birth to somebody, I've never had to do that yet. Okay, we need room. All right. Also, sometimes you need privacy and you want to give them space, give them air. You don't want to crowd them. And so, you know, for those of you that, you know, giving up your seat is great. And, you know, other passengers, like let's say there's a woman there with a big purse and she doesn't want to move her purse from the seat and you're supposed to sit down, you know, and keep your seatbelt on. Don't move the purse. Say, look, there's a medical emergency. I was told to move. I need to sit here. But I don't want to bring my purse because somebody's going to be sitting here. We've been in the flight for 3 hours. Who's coming on the plane? Well, okay. You know, just tell them to move. All right. Or just go back to the back area where the flight attendants tell you. If you do have medical training, let people know. If you are not as medically trained as the situation deems, please let people know that also. Okay, there's been a lot of people that have had CPR courses, and thank God you have, and I suggest you make sure you have CPR courses. But some of you will get in the way of the doctor, and I'm not trying to, you know, have a urinal contest here, but, you know, we have no idea what your credentials are when you're bent over the patient. And so we appreciate your help, but if, and everybody wants to be a hero, and that's great, but let them know, look, you know, my training includes this, this, and this. All right, and usually we doctors will have you assist. Okay, we love all the help we can get. Just make sure you're not in the way. And that happens. Believe it or not, it happens. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you want. watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Somebody is challenging my femininity, is it? I don't know. All right. One of you had, I guess, politics keeps coming up. And, you know, I like talking about Zika and getting you guys updates on all the medical issues. But obviously the big headlines this week, as they have been now for weeks, is surrounding Trump. So one of you asked me how I could support Trump being a woman when he woman bashes and is going after Megyn Kelly of Fox News. Now, you know, I know many of you people out there think that we women like to stick up for other women. All right. And where, you know, you knock one of us down, you're going to have to deal with a whole heap of us. And and many of you that know women, that's really not the case. Okay. You know, many of us women watch another woman get taken down and then we just take the next step forward. Okay, it's a bad thing to say, but it's you know human nature. And I don't think Trump is beating up on Megyn Kelly, and I don't think Megyn Kelly is beating up on Trump. Okay, remember, people, this is the media. Okay, everybody's happy. I'm sure when they see each other, they give each other a nice big hug. Okay, so nobody is beating up on anybody. And I'm not supporting any candidate yet. I don't know what the heck I want. And what I want will determine what you guys want. Okay, I mean, if this economy is still as crappy as it is, okay, come election time, right, and you think that the person out there is going to be the best person for the economy, and I agree with what their plans are, same thing with national security, same thing with healthcare, then that's the person that's going to get my vote, and I'm going to vote. Now, it's important to vote. I'm going to vote. I just really have no idea, which is very, very frustrating, where to cast my vote. Many of you guys have been talking about how Ronald Reagan skipped the last debate, so Donald Trump could skip the last debate and still do fine. I'm not really sure why Ronald Reagan skipped the last debate. I mean, I had to kind of do some research and go back. Apparently, Ronald Reagan was, you know, it was right about the time of the Iowa caucuses. And from what I've been told, you know, he was kind of considered not really a front runner at the time. He was older. You know, remember back then, you know, he was obviously going to be the oldest person to be president at the time if he did win. And so, his counterparts like George Bush, et cetera, you know, highlighted that with his age. From what we understand, according to this one biographer, he said Ronald Reagan was far and away, maybe he was the front runner at the time. And so he was advised to skip the Des Moines Register debate. He took the bad advice, it became an issue before the caucuses, and then Reagan lost narrowly to George Bush. They said 50% of caucus goers disapproved of Reagan missing the debate. Now, the Iowa debate, Iowa caucus is important, but as you can see with Huckabee winning the debate, George Bush Sr. obviously winning the debate, the Iowa caucus does not determine who's going to be president. So there's been a lot of discussion on how Donald Trump is trying to liken himself to Ronald Reagan. I just think Donald Trump just wants media attention and he's getting it, okay? And if he does show up to the debate, I think it'll hurt him. Right now he said he's going to skip the debate and he's going to help some veterans. So whether he's using the veterans or not as a ploy, look, just get veterans money. I don't care. Get the money. And again, I'm not saying this to defend him. You know, you have a lot of people saying that they are going to boycott the veteran fundraiser. Come on, people, they're veterans. If the veterans need some extra funding for housing, for PTSD, for medications, for job placement, etc., help them out. Doesn't really matter who's doing it. This is what gets me about the political process. The political process is so damn polarizing that you have people avoiding charities. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. This is why I got so frustrated with Planned Parenthood when they started to, you know, demonize, you know, Komen for the Cure. I mean, all of us charities need to kind of work together. Okay? I don't get that, people. Okay? It's a very, very frustrating thing where you have to choose one side or the other. So, all right, fine. I guess we got another tonight, another Republican primary debate. I'm kind of done already. I think I know where everybody stands. I think Ted Cruz was saying this is like a job interview, so people need to, and it's been great, but I think we've had enough. I mean, am I the only one that feels that way? Do we have enough? I know it's great ratings. People make a lot of money. These networks make a lot of money. And I don't know what else is on tonight. Is that Grease thing on tonight, or did I miss it? Was it last night? Because I want to see that Grease live thing. I will watch the debate, because again, I'm in the media, so of course I'm going to watch the debate. I'm going to probably find it less interesting without Trump. But remember, Trump's already started to get boring, you know, over the past few debates, also because he's been told to tone it down. And since Rand Paul isn't usually up on the stage, you can't rip into Rand Paul, so then that's less funny. Not that I want Rand Paul ripped on, but that was where the entertainment factor was. These debates were entertainment, you know? But, all right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got, oh, hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, Doc.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great, great. What's going on?
I'm going to make this real quick. I just wanted to chime in on your comments relative to the individual who questioned, you said, your femininity relative to your choice in candidate. Well, I know women, and let's make this real quick. I want to hear you tear her up because, like I said, I know women, and you've got a list in your mind of everything about Megyn Kelly that just is wrong. And I'd like to hear, you know, the not-so-evil list, because you girls have two lists, of course. One is really bad.
I like Megyn Kelly. I think she's a great reporter. I have no problem with Megyn Kelly at all. I don't care. But I don't understand why people are upset that I'm not like, sticking up for her. I thought that was ridiculous. I mean, you know, she can handle it. In fact, it's an insult. If Megyn Kelly needs Dr. Dahlia's help, she's then in a lot of trouble. I mean, my not helping her is showing that I know she can handle herself.
But, Doc, before I go, just let the audience know how right I am that, and I'm not going to press you on actually telling us, but just let them know that you do have a list in your mind of things that you just don't like about her that get in your car. Even though you like her, you still have that critique list in your mind.
You know, but people get critique list of everything. I mean, in the animal kingdom, you size up your competition. Men do that too. Okay, I want this female deer, that kind of thing, you know, and so you, I wouldn't say it's a critical list, but you evaluate the pros and the cons. Everybody has pros and cons. And,
You girls do. Not us guys necessarily. If we're going to fight somebody, yeah, but you girls, you keep a tally going. You know.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Thank you, Tom. That was awesome. Thanks for calling. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know. Women are a different breed. You know, it's interesting. I had to be a lot of my friends' wingman, you know, when they were dating. And it stunk. You know, because, I mean, everybody was always better looking than me. So, all right, Dahlia, come on. You know, it's, you know, at the it was, I think, the Sharks Club, was it, where it was, you know, girls' night, ladies' night on Tuesday nights. And I'm like, are you, you know, you want me to come with you because you want me to hang, or are you coming with me because I'm your wingman? And being a wingman for so long, it's frustrating. You know, it is. But, you know, women, I don't know. Okay, we do work together. We do get along. And some of my best partnerships have been with women. But it's there really shouldn't be a sexual discrimination, you know, a delineation of, you know, who's easier or better to work with, etc. And I hate that when they say, well, men are more competitive and women are more group. No, everybody's competitive. All right. But remember, women how do I say this? All right. In relation to, let's say, politics, okay? All right? Megyn Kelly did what she needed to do, all right, with Donald Trump at that debate, and she was very successful at doing what she did. Whether I agree with what she did or whether I don't agree with what she did, as a reporter, she did what she felt she needed to do, and she got the job done, which I think impressed a lot of women, all right? But if she and her feud with Donald Trump puts us women in the uncomfortable situation that we have to choose being a woman or Donald Trump, that's going to frustrate us because we don't want to do that. Just like Hillary Clinton saying, you know, playing a woman's card, or Carly Fiorina playing a woman's card to be voted in. Don't do that. It puts all of us women in an uncomfortable position. Carly Fiorina should be voted because she's a smart woman. Not because she's a woman, but because she's smart. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, guys, if any of you have any advice, some, you know, parenting advice on, you know, how I could get my kids to stop backtalking me, or not even backtalking me, just the kind of, that's what I get a lot, you know, and I'm really ready to just scream at them, and I don't think that's being very successful, all right? I'm like, okay, can one of you guys help me with the groceries, huh? What? Help me with the groceries, huh? See, that's a trick they do. I can't stand that, all right? Can you go and answer the phone? Huh? Can you find my phone? What? I can't take it anymore. I cannot take it anymore. Okay? This is why people go on Valium and Xanax and Clonopin and antidepressants. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Neil on the line. Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Excellent, excellent. What's going on?
I've been on this drug for cholesterol 2 or 3 years, and I started having memory problems, so I quit taking it, and I wonder what you thought about that.
Yeah, which medicine, can you tell me?
Pravastatin.
Okay. What milligrams were you taking?
That I do not know.
Okay. Was it kind of a lower dose?
I think it was kind of higher.
Okay. Okay. And can I ask you how your what your cholesterol number is?
I don't know that. The doctor I was seeing got alarmed when the cholesterol test came through. So she called in a prescription to the pharmacy without even seeing me.
And, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I
but
mean,
it's been several years.
Okay. You know, it's frustrating because we know that these medications do have side effects, and memory loss has been linked to that. And, you know, the reason why I asked you what your dose could have been is sometimes if you were put on too high a dose, and some people will do that, rather than start with a little baby 10-milligram dose or, you know, they'll put you on a 20 or a 40. So my first suggestion would be to, one is, you know, we need to see how high your cholesterol is. If your cholesterol is really high, you need to be on something. I mean, you know, we got to protect you against heart disease. However, we don't want you on anything that's going to mess up your memory. I don't know if we have long-term studies showing the memory loss, but we do have a lot of people that have said they have found that they had some short-term memory loss. So even though we've had studies saying, look, statins are okay, my concern is a few things. One is, was the statin dose too high for you? So when you were on it, it made you groggy. The other is are you having memory loss because you have other things going on? Could it be a sugar issue? Did the statin medicine kind of mess with your liver? And did that start to play with you? Or was something else going on? You know, when you have high cholesterol, we kind of worry about stroke risk and heart risk, et cetera. And, you know, if you are having mini strokes or something like that, that could mess with the memory. So here's a question for you, Neil. When you went off the medication, did your memory come back?
It's improved.
Good, good.
I was having trouble remembering people's names from that I'd known earlier in my life, and I started improving in that area.
Excellent, excellent. Okay.
If I take that drug for 2 or 3 years, will the benefits of lowering the cholesterol last for a while after I quit, or?
It may give you, I mean, you'll definitely have some longer lasting benefits because you will not have clogged your arteries as much, and it might have even receded some of the plaquing that you had in the heart arteries, but it will really only work when you're on it. So your cholesterol will probably a few weeks after start to go back up.
Really?
Yes. So Neil, this is what I suggest you do. Okay. You have high cholesterol. Doesn't hurt to check in with the heart doctor, okay? Because he'll make the decision if your arteries are starting to clog or not. If your arteries still look pretty good, he may say, well, maybe we could do diet, exercise, considering your levels. If it looks like you are at risk, then he'll help you find a medication that hopefully you tolerate. But one final thing, Neil. If you still experience memory issues, despite you not being on the medicine, I would definitely suggest you get a neurologist to take a peek and do some memory tests in case it's something else that's messing with your memory.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. And keep me posted on that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Neil, for calling. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Keep your calls coming. These are great, guys. Yeah, you know, I heard that. You know, what we're up to, like, what, 1 in 6 people now have high cholesterol. Right? 1 in 6 of us. Okay? Not everybody's taking medications, but the most common popular medications are these statin medications. But you have heard some reports that there's some short-term memory loss. And I'm looking it up right now. I guess the FDA issued warnings back in 2012 that the medications can increase risk of memory loss. But there was a study at a Rutgers where they looked at it and didn't find that to be the case. There was results published in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine that showed that patients taking statins might have complained of memory loss in the first 30 days, but it didn't last long, and it wasn't something that I guess was worth people not taking the medication for. So this is kind of tough. All right, you know, we don't want you to lose your memory. That could be some dangerous stuff, but it makes you kind of wonder, if you are having memory loss, what could it be? The other thing, too, is, you know, is it a blood pressure issue? Is it a pre-diabetes issue? You know, are some of us more prone to, you know, having memory issues as we get older? I mean, Alzheimer's and dementia is in my family. And so in addition to colon cancer and breast cancer and heart disease and droopy breasts and a big butt, I mean, I have, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's in the family. I got a lot to look forward to. This is just not good for me. So, you know, for anybody starting to have memory issues, sit down with your medical provider and look at the medications you're on, you know, because medications do it. By the way, a lot of you guys who take sleeping pills will mess with your memory. Many of you who smoke marijuana, either medical marijuana or recreational marijuana, that will mess with your memory. We've already talked about blood sugar, high cholesterol, blood pressure. Those can stress. And, you know, a big thing that a lot of us forget, and I hope Neil's still listening, is sleep apnea. If you're not getting good sleep, you think you're sleeping, and you're, you know, getting less oxygen when you sleep, that lack of oxygen, I think, really starts to mess with you. And it's little by little. Now, I have no idea if I have sleep apnea. I mean, my husband's usually asleep before I am. And the cats usually sleep next to me, so I sincerely doubt that I am making a lot of noise and gasping for breath or anything in my sleep. But who's telling me? Who is there to tell me? So these sleep studies do that. They monitor you, and there doesn't have to even be a person in the room. And I'm like, make them good looking. No, no, no. There's, you know, a lot of times you're just kind of hooked up to the monitors. And it takes a look and sees if you are cutting off your air supply in your sleep. And if you are, if you're getting even 5% less oxygen than your next door neighbor, don't you think that's going to start weighing on the brain? So I personally suggest for everybody, if you have any cardiac risk factors, and remember, cardiac risk factors include high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, family history of heart disease, or a personal history of heart disease. If you have any of those, no, don't be saying married. If you have any of those, you could be at risk for heart disease. I urge you, all right, get everything checked, cholesterol, sugar, blood pressure, get a sleep study. I think that should start being routine if Obamacare would ever let us, you know, get that covered on insurance. And then I would also suggest have a cardiologist take a peek at you. Unfortunately, many of you have stopped your cholesterol medicine for aches. Got a text here, what about body aches? If the cholesterol medications, the statins, make you ache, and remember, the number one organ that makes your cholesterol, most of it is made in the liver, but a lot of it is also made in your muscle. So many of you will get muscle cramps because of this medication. So sometimes you don't tolerate it. Sometimes a cardiologist will say, look, I've already checked your CPK. It's an enzyme level we check in the blood. I checked that. Your cardiac risk factor is so high. Stay on the medicine. I don't care about the body aches. But other doctors are like, nah, I'm sure we could find something that'll work better for you. There are other cholesterol medications out there. Maybe not as good as the statins, but there's other ones out there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Zika virus is now, as we are being told, spreading explosively The World Health Organization has announced it is going to hold an emergency meeting of experts next week to decide if the outbreak should be declared an international health emergency. Special meeting today in Geneva. In Geneva, the World Health Organization Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, said the virus, which, as we've talked about many times, has been linked to birth defects, microcephaly, a small skull that causes infants to unfortunately have no room for their brain to grow, is becoming much more of a threat. The World Health Organization scientists said the Americas could see up to 4 million cases of Zika next year. Now, we still don't have definitive proof that the Zika virus is responsible for this spike of babies being born with abnormally small heads in Brazil. Some pretty scary stuff. Brazil, I think, has now hit about 4,000 cases. But the level of alarm is extremely high. She also noted a possible relationship between Zika infections and Guillain-Barré. Guillain-Barré can also cause temporary paralysis. Obviously, there's some neurological link with this, and so I'm not sure how much longer it's going to take for them to figure this out. But I really commend them for being cautious, because the last thing we need is to go on a wild goose chase against this one pathogen or this one causation with, and ignoring that it could be something else. So they say the possible links only recently suspected have rapidly changed the risk profile of Zika from a mild threat to now one of alarming proportions. Okay? Now, having children born with microcephaly, I mean, look at how it could affect a generation. This is some pretty scary stuff. Remember, the Zika virus was detected back in the 1940s. It was only a mild viral disease. Some rash, red eyes, flu-like symptoms. All right, but now they say the situation is dramatically different. Zika, rather than just being in Africa, is now in more than 20 countries, including Central and South America. We had a case in Houston, a case in California, where people traveling out of the country coming back and becoming affected with it. Then with them talking about how it could possibly be spread through sex, we could infect, unfortunately, pregnant women, and then that could infect fetuses. So, earlier this month, the CDC said pregnant women should consider postponing trips to more than a dozen countries with Zika, advising women trying to get pregnant or thinking of getting pregnant to maybe talk to their doctor before traveling and taking extra precautions to avoid mosquito bites. They're talking about trying to eradicate mosquitoes. I don't know how that's going to work, if they can. We're looking at the 80s species. The 80s species is a pretty resilient kind of species of mosquito. The fact that during wintertime they could be as active as they are. The World Health Organization also warned China and all other countries that have dengue fever to be on the lookout. Dengue fever is also mosquito vectored. And so, you know, if you have high incidences of, you know, disease caused by mosquitoes biting you, then this is a great breeding ground for where people could then unfortunately get Zika. The agency said it could be many years before a vaccine is available, may take 6 to 9 months before they could even confirm that it's Zika doing this. So obviously the World Health Organization pretty concerned, having birth defects and lack of ability for the brain to develop, no vaccine in sight, no medication in sight. This is some pretty serious stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. Right now, I don't know what we're advising people in terms of currently in America, but we are, you know, telling people to kind of right now listen to what the CDC and the World Health Organization has to say and avoid the mosquito. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you are kind of, you know, just shocked that we're talking about mosquitoes, because you guys are, you know, being flurried and hit with snow and cold. And one thing I want you guys to think about are the little pets. Okay, we forget that there's a lot of pet issues that could happen. Usually in the summer, we talk about, you know, heat stroke and pets and making sure that you don't have a pet that gets stuck because of heat stroke. American Red Cross is suggesting to also watch out, you know, obviously during the winter months. bring pets inside during snowstorms and very cold temperatures. Make sure other outdoor animals have shelter and that their water isn't frozen. Make sure water and food are not getting blocked by ice or snow drifts. Build a safe outdoor shelter, they're suggesting, that is raised off of the ground, so obviously they don't get, you know, the flooding, and small enough to help contain the animal's body heat. It should be large enough for an animal to kind of turn around and lie down and get all cuddly. Make sure the shelter is turned away from the wind and the doorway is covered with something waterproof. Make sure the ground has a covering of straw or shavings. Wipe off rock salt and other chemicals from your animal's paws. You think this would be common sense. I'd be like, you know, bring the animal inside. But some of you have situations where you can't, and unfortunately the animal is outside. Pretty scary stuff. Please take care of your babies, okay? They really should not be outside in a snowstorm. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A study has come out saying if you want to boost your sex life, then use contraception. Study done by John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health showed that couples who use birth control have as much as 3 times more sex than couples who do not. They say contraception is a tool that could separate sex from pregnancy, could transform the role of sex in a relationship from just procreation to also enjoyment. This is Dr. Suzanne Bell, author of The Findings. It was a 3-day family planning conference. So they looked at low to middle income women, 210,000 women, all of them had relationships, and they found that they were more active when they were using contraception. 90% of women who use contraception said they had sex over the last month, compared with 72% not using contraception. They say many women do not use or stop using contraception as the pill or IUD because of side effects. It's interesting. We don't talk about that a lot, side effects of birth control. We need to. And many people think they're too old for birth control. Listen, if you have a uterus, all right, and you're ovulating, you're not too old for birth control. You could be 51 years old and still need some form of contraception. And we have had women that have gotten pregnant later in their, you know, perimenopausal years. And that could, unfortunately, if it's an unwanted pregnancy, put you at risk. And the baby at risk. So, you know, contraception is a pretty important thing to talk about. And so, I suggest that if you are having side effects or concerns, definitely speak to your doctor. It's, one of those things where, you know, you assume that, all right, once you're out of the child rearing years, you know, you're fine. But, we're kind of, you know, I don't know, more youthful these days. Some of us, our menopause is even going a little bit later. So you might as well enjoy your marriage a little bit more. So that's the key, enjoy your marriage, okay? We don't want you, you know, running around willy-nilly out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, scientists think they have the holy grail of the best way to lose fat and gain muscle. This is the holy grail of losing weight. McMaster University scientists reveal a grueling low-calorie, high-protein diet and exercising 6 days a week to help get you strong and lose weight. The study participants who followed that diet lost more weight, retained more muscle than people who were on a low-protein diet. They looked at 40 young men who underwent a month of hard exercise, and then they cut dietary energy by 40% of what they would require. 6 days a week exercise, high protein, and they seem to do well. Please be careful. I want to make sure your kidneys can handle something like that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down. Hang me down. You know, hang me down.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires 4 elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey Purification Elements. That's because because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.